okay, Ray. Well, you coming in fine now. I figured something happened. You threw my call out there and you started talking and it just dropped out. I didn't know that power supply was giving you a problem again, or if you were on the HT and the battery died or what, but I know you'll get that straightened out in the next little bit. But I do appreciate you hanging in there and going out to the mobile and talking to us tonight. I always enjoy our conversations. And I do look forward to getting up there and having that cup of coffee. Just sitting around and chewing the fat for a little while and get things a little bit back closer to what we used to consider normal. I don't know what our normal will be now. It ain't much right now unless you are at one of these bodies that loves to stay at home. But that's what we've been doing. So, if I have to go, I go. And if I don't, I stay right here at the house. But anyway, you and Miss Edie have a great evening, what's left of it. Get you another cup of coffee. I'm going to have one here shortly. And we'll talk to you a little bit later. Enjoyed it there, Ray. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Well, for comments, or is there anyone else that would like to make a comment? Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. This is Joe, KK4JD. I kind of missed my turn on the comments there. I had a question on the SwapNet. There was a gentleman who had a couple of ICOM mobile radios and wondered if I could get the contact information on those, please.
Joe, I did call you. I don't know where you were. You might have stepped away from the radio. But I'm glad you took the time to come back and give us a shout. Wayne, Kilo X-Ray 4, Uniform. Nope, that's not the right one. Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Delta Mike, KO4BDM, Mr. Jim, has that listed. Those ICOM 2-meter radios, and you can reach him at 864-435-3503 after 9 a.m. Copy.
Appreciate it. I got it written down here, and I'll give him a shout maybe tomorrow and see what he's got, and we'll kind of go from there. I appreciate it. Y'all have a good evening. I'm going to duck out, and we'll see you next time. KK4JD.
Well, I'm sorry we didn't get to talk a little more than this, but I hope you have a great evening. Hope to, if you're going to do field day, if you're going to go out to one of the field day sites, stay safe. Have a lot of fun, and if you're staying at home, turn the radios on and do a little bit of field day work from the house. This weekend. It's always fun. But hopefully we'll have a good, fun weekend and nobody will get sick.
After that, yeah, I'll probably stay home and I might do a little work. I haven't fired up the HF rig in a while, so might have some fun with it and kind of go from there. And I'll take up some time this weekend, over.
That's what it's all about, you know, just picking it up and having a little fun with it. My finger slipped off the button over here. The main thing is to stay safe and stay well. We don't need anybody out here in Radio Land that we talk to on a daily basis getting sick to where they can't talk. We don't want that to happen. That would be terrible. But, Joe, appreciate you coming in there and talking with us for a minute. And, glad I was able to get you that information about those two radios that Jim's got. Hope you and Jim have a get together on them and everything works out well for you. But in the meantime, you take care, stay safe, and we will talk to you a little bit later. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
want to make a funny comment. I went one time and I found there's some states you can get a learner's permit by mail. So I said, what the fuck are you getting a learner's permit? I don't know if I was asked the charter or not, but I kind of thought that was pretty funny. And just like that time I drove that motorcycle, I just want to let you go with something to give you a laugh on. When I was younger, way back back in the, I guess it was the 80s or something like that, 70s, early 80s. Early 80s, I think it was. This cop, Joe Schmoff, just said, don't like me. He's the one that set me up. But anyway, my friend had a little Honda 550, you know, and I said, well, let's drive that thing through town. I'll get it in the front of the bike. You got a bigger bike. You just give me directions and I'll drive it. So I made all the traffic laws, you know, and stopped all the lights and got down, went down and get a hamburger, you know, and a cup of soda or something like that. So about a week later, I went down to the bar, had a beer, and old Joe Smoss, because the old cop was in there. He says, Mr. Lincoln, I said, yeah, what's up, Joe? What's up? He says, you know, I saw something the other day. I don't know what in the world I saw. I said, what do you mean? I said, what did you see? He says, somebody was driving down the road with no eye protection on. I says, yeah. Who do you think that might have been? He says, I said, was I breaking the speed? Is it me? Yeah, I know it was you. I said, how do you know that? Was I breaking the traffic law? I said, no. He said, but you weren't looking at the darn road. I said, well, what's that have to do with anything? He says, I could give you a ticket for no eye protection. I said, how about the no eyesight part? How did that turn into that?
Yeah, I don't guess he had an answer for that, did he?
Well, I would have got about 17 tickets, probably. And he said it would have took him half the afternoon trying to write the thing up. I said, yeah, then just think when the judge saw it.
I would have had a field day with that, no doubt. Oh, man, I tell you what, you've done some crazy stuff.
Funny about it, I didn't break any traffic laws. I was following the speed limit, ducked in line, stopped at all the traffic lights, did everything right. So it was kind of funny. I thought it was kind of amusing that I did that. And I'll call you tomorrow and get that address and see if we can't. I'll see if I get someone on the air next day or two to see if I can find a way to get up there.
I'll be listening for you tomorrow. In the meantime, you take care and don't be riding no motorcycles up and down the road. We'll talk to you later. Additional check-ins or additional comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI-4-DOS.
KI-4-DOS. Gary, I want to have a quick one with Ray, K-4-S-U-G, W-8-K-B-W.
Station there, Max. He's probably already gone back in the house.
Well, we'll give him a quick try. K4SUG, Ray, if you're still listening, I just wanted to say hi to you. It was sure nice hearing your voice on here. And Dave, W4DJW, I can say. I have to do this more often. I was talking to my buddy Slim down there in Liberty on the phone, and he told me he's going to listen to this net. So I thought, by golly, I'll see if the old telephone still worked. And it does. Gary, you sound great. So I'll just give it back to you and let you carry on, W8KBW.
All righty, Max. Well, did Slim tell you that he and I talked about you a little bit?
You know, I don't remember. Slim and I talk about so much stuff, and we're both such old farts, we forget what we talked about last time and probably talk about the same thing over again.
I tell you what, Max, I resemble that remark. I run into Slim. I don't remember where it was now. But we stood around and talked for a few minutes, and I asked him if he had talked to you lately, and he said, no, he said, I got to call him. And but I was trying to find out where y'all used to be on 2-meter sideman, and Slim told me, and I said, yeah, I said, you don't get to talk to all these folks you used to talk to, and he says, not when they in Michigan. He said, my 2-meter rig won't reach up that far.
Yep, but his 6-meter one will if he'd get on. He told me about the VHF contest a couple weekends ago, and I got on and made a half a dozen contacts on 6 meters down that way. But I never did hook up with him. But anyway, he's playing with that digital stuff, FT8, and I played with PSK32 till I wore myself out on it, so I have not got into the FT8 at all. If you can't key a mic and say howdy, I ain't gonna get on there and talk to you. I work it. We have a contest station over in Adrian that we get over there. We worked a couple FT8 contests, and it's pretty boring. You sit back with your mouse and you click the little box up there, and when it's all done, you click it again, and that just ain't ham radio to me, Gary. Over.
Well, Max, you and I agree as far as that goes. It is ham radio. I'm not saying that it is not, but to me, it's you know, if you can't push a button and talk to somebody, or sit over there and pound a key, or a set of paddles and sit there and copy what's being sent back to you, you know, there's so many aspects to ham radio, and a lot of them I haven't gotten involved in. I don't do a whole lot of digital stuff, but I've gotten into CW and been playing with that along with my grandson. I can't get him to get his license. I bought him a book and to study and all of that, but he enjoys Morse code, but he doesn't care anything else about it too much right now. I think them little girls, he'll be 14 in September, so them little girls is starting to turn his head more so than anything else, but hopefully I can get him to get his license one of these days. But I enjoy twisting knobs and pushing buttons and talking.
Yep, I'm with you there, Gary. And in fact, since I've been up here, I joined a group, a CW group, SKCC, Straight Key Century Club, where you don't get no paddles, no keyboards, just a straight key or the old spring, what do they call them? Bugs. Bugs are legal. Bugs and straight keys. And side swipers. But no electronic keys of any kind. And I don't get on it much. When I first joined them, we got on every once a month. We went over to the guy's club station and we'd get on and work and stuff like that. But I can still copy CW pretty good. But my old shaky hands. I'm gonna be 80 in November if the creeping crud don't get me between now and then, and that's why I want to talk to Ray, because he's got a good 10-12 years on me there, I think, yet, so I can't call myself old yet. But anyway, Gary, I won't hold you up any longer. I'm just going to have to remember to do this more often. I'm glad Slim reminded me tonight, because it's sure nice hearing a lot of them voices. So I'm going to turn it back to you for a final, and like I say, we'll see if we can't do it again. Maybe one of these days we'll run across you there playing with some of that chicken whistle, CW, Morse code, whatever you want to call it. KI4DOS, W8KBW.
Okay, Max, we enjoyed it. Good talking with you. Hadn't talked to you in a long time. And if I see you talk to Slim again, I'll put a bug in his ear. Tell him to get on 6 meters and turn his beam up towards you. Something of that nature. Maybe y'all can get together on 6 meters or something. But you take care in the meantime. And, Ray will be 90 July the 7th. So he's got about 13 more days, and he'll be turning 90. So y'all are pretty much neck and neck, and of course you got just a few years on me, but not too many. But hopefully I'll get up there with you and Ray one of these days. You take care. Have a wonderful evening, what's left of it. Stay safe and stay well, and we'll talk to you later, Max. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
There's another station in there. I think only to double with Max, I think.
Ain't nobody else listed on the computer there, Al. It's just me and Max that's left on Echo Link.
RFC on there in the background. I was messing them up. Yeah, Max, I wanted to say before you sign out of here, I just wanted to say hello to you. I wanted to say that if you can't use... I don't know how the heck to do Morse code.
I tried one day. Matter of fact, I wanted to say something funny before I sign out. Brings me up a funny story. I think you might remember, Gary. Matter of fact, I think it was Max that copied it. I was messing with the transmitter, a microphone audio problem, and I tried sending my call with a key, and I think it was Max that said, you know, I think it was him, and said, you know, that's about the worst voice code of a call sign I ever heard in my life, and I started laughing so hard. I just want to say 73 with that one. I figured he'd get a laugh out of it. I think it was him.
Thought I'd leave a little break just in case he decided to come back. But I don't remember that, Al, to be honest with you, so I don't know. But anyway, appreciate you coming in and saying howdy to Max. And I'll talk to you on the telephone tomorrow. All right, folks, this is KI4DOS. Going to get the net report sent to the computer and let it tell you how many we had and this sort of thing. And then we'll close the net out. Hey, folks, well, we had a wonderful net tonight. We had a 57 check-ins. Great number. Y'all come back tomorrow night and give Mr. Matt, WG4MC, a great number of check-ins and give him a, make his fingers work on his computer. He don't do it the old-fashioned way like me. I do everything by pencil and paper. Pencil and paper don't crash, and I don't have to worry about my computer then. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks out there in Radio Land that checked in with us, we will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.